Yeah, Sammy, good morning. It's definitely been a lot of excitement here in the Ozarks this morning, and I just want to say hats off to our EMS crews. They've been out and navigating these storms this morning, helping get patients here to the hospital. So far this morning, we have seen 5 patients due to storm-related injuries, but I am happy to report all 5 of those patients are in stable condition at this point, and we still are set up. We have the trauma set up in the ED and out in front of the ED ready to receive patients because we still are anticipating that those are coming in. And we also have our family room set up in the Loggerboard dining room. And so any family members of any patients that come in to check on their family members, please just report to the Loggerboard dining room. We are getting regular updates for those family members. And, you know, just it's been a wild morning, but, you know, we've got a wonderful team here at Baxter Health, Sammy, and I just wish you could see the behind-the-scenes effort going on right now with all the physicians and providers and doctors and all the nurses and all the ancillary staff just coming together to be here for our community when they need them most.
Tobias, can you comment on where these injuries are originating from, area here in the county or around the area?
Yeah, so it looks like from what we've seen so far, the hardest hit areas were Briarcliff, where it looks like a mobile home park might have been hit. And then also there was some camping areas out in the snow area that got hit. And then what also made it difficult, it was hard to get to. There were some trees and limbs down in the roads, but I am told that those passes do seem to be clear now, at least for emergency vehicles. So we are able to transport those patients now. So like I said, I think there might still be some inbound, but it looks like those might be clear now. But those are right now what we're hearing as far as we know so far as the harsh 2 hit areas immediately. And then also we're getting updates from Fulton County as well to kind of assess the damage out there to see where the hardest hit areas are out there.